Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I didn't get a chance to get to this yesterday, so I'm going to jump on it today. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and interact with the website sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's our outsource, our media outsource. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1. Facebook accounts are BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on our Facebook accounts, folks. Phone lines will be accessible. That new number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, I want to give you a rundown of the life and times of Mr. Bradley Dean, yours truly, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. The guy you're listening to right now wants to tell you how his morning went. Well, I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. First thing I do is get in the car with all of my guys and my wife. And, well, the truck is packed because we're at the Minnesota State Fair this year, again for the ninth year in a row. And we have the opportunity to reach out to thousands upon tens and hundreds of thousands of people every year. And, well, that's exactly why we're out there, because we're preaching the whole counsel of God. We're actually following the mandate of the Great Commission to actually go out there and teach all nations in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, that's what we're doing right in our backyard. And it amazes me, friends, just a little bit of a side note here, how many are so willing to actually pack their bags and go to the mission field and share Jesus with those foreign countries, but they fail to reach out into their own backyards. I wonder what kind of a witness those men and those women actually hold. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that, listen, I'm out there doing the things that I'm doing. We get out to the Minnesota State Fair. Thought if I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know what? We'll get out there nice and early. Don't have to worry about any traffic. Well, that didn't happen, friends. We got up at 6 o'clock, got out there about 8 o'clock, actually dropped my wife and child off so they could actually get to the booth by 9 o'clock. They just made it. I ended up driving around the whole entire park at the Minnesota State Fair, which took me about an hour. It went from car to car, literally through the lights for about an hour. We finally get parked. We unload the van. We got to walk about a mile, me and my children do, one way, and then we walk another mile back the other way. Well, we had to do that three times. This is all a part of what we do. So, no sooner did we get all set up, and all of a sudden, the guy right next to me, he starts complaining about me actually walking out to the people. And I said, well, what's the problem? He said, well, you're actually backing up all the traffic. I said, well, sir, to be quite honest with you, you're not going to get them over to your booth any other way, and I'm out there reaching the people. So if that makes you angry, that's your problemo, not mine. That's what I'm called to do. So I tracked about 10, 15 people for the time that I had after I set up the booth. I get two of my little babies with me, my little children, my little guys, and we get back into the truck. We drive all the way back another hour back home, stop at the post office, have to do a little mail, got some gas, got a car wash, jumped on the radio here today. And by the way, friends, this is like a daily routine with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. So we want you to know that we are out at the Minnesota State Fair. If you get a moment and you're in our backyard, please go to the grandstand. You can't miss us. We got a cool setup. We got a TV with video playing, actually My War, which is available on the store on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and a plethora of other cool stuff with scripture on it, with quotes on it, and I think you'll like it. DVDs with the gospel message, comic books with the gospel message, t-shirts with the gospel message. I think you're kind of getting the point. But again, friends, if you're in our backyard, please go to the Minnesota State Fair. Stop by, say hello, and we also want to say thank you to all the volunteers this year. We really greatly appreciate it. And we also wanted to let you know, too, to the listeners, namely, that we have a brand new water bottle out there, and it has on there, "This republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it." And of course, it has 1 John 3:18 there, which actually it was George Washington who derived 1 John 3:18, and he turned it into his slogan, where he brought forth deeds, not words. But Jesus said, he said, "My little children, we're not to love neither in tongue or in word, but we're to love by deed and in truth. By this our hearts are assured before him, by what we do, not by what we say." Because we see a whole lot of folks out there talking about how much they love, but yet it was Jesus that rebuked those people. He was the one that said, "You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me." Folks, if you love, you do. And you show the world your faith by your works. You don't talk about what it needs. And in one more little point here, and I'm having a little fun, but I'm also serious. Church, it's your job to bring the answers to the world that the world needs. Do you understand? Really, we need to read Scripture. It's our job to give the answers to the world that the world needs. And we have the answer if we're found in Christ. And we're called to be the light of the world, not the darkness. And we're not called to fraternize with the world, neither, folks. No, we stand our ground, and we bring forth the answers by the power of the Holy Ghost, where they find their faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Most Holy God. Because Scripture tells us in the book of Hebrews that God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles, and with gifts of the Holy Ghost. Because we know, as it says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, that the kingdom of God is not in word. No, it is not, but it is in power. In power, friends. And if you go over to the book of 1 Thessalonians, it reminds me of when the apostles were talking about where men might find their faith, that they came in strong confidence and much assurance and in the power of the Holy Ghost, that they know what sort of men are among them. And the Bible tells us right after that that they have received the word of God through much affliction, but with the joy of the Holy Ghost. Let's not forget that affliction part. And that is the power of God unto salvation. And for all those that know what I'm talking about right now, say hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Bring it down, Brother Dean. That's called the power of God unto salvation, because they that bear the cross know exactly what I'm talking about. Folks, Minnesota State Fair, grandstand, check out our booth. We're going to take a quick break, come right back to Sons of Liberty Media, and we're also going to be talking about the gift of the prophet. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, if you're in Minnesota, go to the Minnesota State Fair. We are at the grandstand, ninth year in a row, friends. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to book us, now is the time. We're going to be in Texas in the up and coming weeks, and then we are going to be on the East Coast again. So if you'd like us after that, friends, I strongly suggest you get on your game, because again, now is the time to book us. And to do that, call 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com before we jump over to the prophet of God, the scriptural prophet. Who is he? What does he look like? What does he smell like? Is he hairy? Does he got long hair? Is he a rocker dude? What is the deal with this guy? Why is he so brash? Why did the Lord tell him to bring the sword and hew them? Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Why, yes, it is, and it's the most ostracized gift in the body of Christ. Yet, Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 12:28, first the apostle, then the prophet, and then the teacher. Why is the pastor leading the church today, friends? Especially when you look at Ephesians 4. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What's going on in your backyard? Well, are you ready for what's coming next? a brand new article just posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Texas Supreme Court smacks down lawless lesbian mayor. Again, friends, you need to understand that the homosexual communities are at war with God and your law, and they're at war with your law because God gave that law. That's why they're trying to usurp it. That's why they're trying to upend it. But here we have it again. Houston's lawless lesbian mayor, Anice Parker, has put her, well, she's been put in her place by the Texas Supreme Court once again. Check that out on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. A great article just posted. Christians who dismiss politics invite ungodly rule. What is politics? What is politics? It's the science of government. What is science? The study of creation. Who gave governments? God did. Common sense. You know, just a couple days ago, we were talking online with Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. He brought up a point, a great point. Hey, folks, for those that are complaining about a theocracy, all government is based off of theocracy. The difference is who have you put in the place to be God, because that is the doctrine in which you will follow, or the rule of law. And that's why we're on the Sons of Liberty radio trying to awaken you to the fact that we need to get back to our daddy, the one that sent his son on Calvary to die for the sins of the world so we could be redeemed back unto him, empowered by the Holy Ghost to be witnesses for him as we are sent forth as ambassadors. To shake, rattle, and roll the gates of hell, which shall not prevail against the church. So Christians who dismiss politics invite ungodly rule. You better bet your bottom dollar. Either you're going to be ruled by the God of the Mosaic Institution, which Jesus Christ fulfilled, or else you are going to be ruled by a tyrant. There is no in-between, either Bible or the bayonet. Either God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, or the tyrant. In America, that is our history. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Students tell anti-theist group to pound sand. Openly pray before sporting events. By the way, friends, these people are obeying the laws of our Constitution, the laws of our land. They're not disobeying. Friends, you need to make distinction between those that are violating law and those that are actually magnifying law. When students tell the anti-theist group to go pound sand, they're obeying law and they're throwing off the lawbreakers by doing so. Let's get it straight. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. There's no question about this. We have seen around this administration stack sick-minded individuals all the way around his administration to rule the roost. And by the way, go back, friends, all the way back to any dictator's reign. Let's go back again to Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong, whatever the case is. They always appoint the baser sort. Why is that? Because they can control them. As a matter of fact, Mussolini said that he preferred the scoundrel than to the righteous man. Why? Because the scoundrel would listen to him and follow his lead. And how did that work out for any dictator of the past or in the present? I want to say this. Napoleon Bonaparte was right when he said the Bible is no mere book. Friends, a dictator of the past said the Bible is no mere book. It is a power that conquers all that oppose it. You better bet your bottom dollar. Who? I'm telling you what, friends, I'm having church up in here right now all by myself, and I'm okay with that. The reason I brought that up is because we're seeing, folks, these professors, they love titles, don't they? A U.S. college professor defends sex slavery by ISIS. These are the people that are getting paid how much money every year to indoctrinate your children into a totalitarian doctrine, or should I say not education, but indoctrination? Why, that's exactly what's happening. Case in point, firsthand experience. Got the hat, got the t-shirt. I was actually in St. Cloud, Minnesota a couple years back, and we were going in to do a program in that college. And interestingly enough, the professors found out that Bradley Dean was going to come. So what they did is they actually gathered a crowd forming. Remember, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. Yet we need to understand how that works. Read the book of Acts. But interestingly enough, the professors told the students, if you protest Bradley Dean, we will give you extra credit. If you go protest the preacher, we'll give you extra credit. If you go, let's call it for what it is. The professors were saying, if you go protest that guy that will uncover everything as to who we want to be outside of God, we will give you extra credit. And folks, they drew hundreds of students to my program and gave me the opportunity to speak to every single one of them. And I'll tell you what, they made the mistake of doing so. Again, church, if you'd stand up and recognize your position and your authority, you'll understand that the enemy has no authority over you whatsoever. And what they meant for evil, God meant for good. And he does it every time. U.S. college professor defends sex slavery by ISIS. Folks, really? Well, I think what we should do, and I suggest that we do this, is we take these college professors and we ship them over to a communist nation of their choice. And this particular liberal, lawless Boston University professor, really? I'm not even going to bring that up. Folks, this liberal Boston University professor, as she calls herself, well, she defends sex slavery by ISIS. So I suggest that we get her a one-way ticket to the Middle East. Everybody want to chip in? Cool. I agree. That's what we should do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks, just posted this morning. People are going crazy. Folks, people are going crazy. By Michael Snyder. Just posted, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Here we have outrage spreads at U.S. cities, plan Ramadan celebrations on 9/11. Folks, you need to understand what's going on in your country. When the two towers fell, and we see a mosque being erected in the vicinity, you need to understand that that is a sign of conquering. And now what we see, how many years later, outrage spreads as U.S. cities plan Ramadan celebrations on 9/11. Folks, you're being upended. As I have told you and have warned you for years that this was behind the homosexual agenda. Now they're beginning to stick their head out. And folks, it's time for you to put your foot down on what's going on in this country. Because as it says in the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 8, that if there's other gods within the gates, hey, folks, this coexist garbage doesn't exist. If you allow foreign gods into America, friends, I want you to understand that there is going to be war within the gates. I'm not saying it's going to happen today or tomorrow or next week or next month, but I am telling you that there's a reason that they're infiltrating your country, friends, with Muslims, radical Muslims into the United States of America. There's a war on the horizon unless you respond today. As it's been said in the past, and I say again, friends, if you want peace, then prepare for war. And now is the time to prepare for war if you want the peace. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Lois Lerner's secret email account revealed mimicking Hillary's cover-up. Once again, folks, not too long ago we heard that Hillary Clinton, 70% of the American people believe that she rules above the law. Folks, that's called lawlessness. So therefore, whatever she actually attempts to implement is unlawful, therefore unconstitutional, therefore null and void. Yeah, how do you like that? One more question for you. Are Americans, namely the pastors, unqualified for leadership? Well, let's set that record straight when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back on the other side of the break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
See, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. So let's keep plowing along here, friends. I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you. And by the way, if you'd like to weigh in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, that new number is 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to point my finger over at sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick. Obama Clinton push unconstitutional anti-gun agenda immediately following Virginia murders. Friends, as I've said so often, friends, if you pay attention to the things that we're talking about, it seems like we're always a little ahead of the game, and I appreciate that. I really do, Lord. But the fact of the matter is we were just talking about gun gun control dictator style, and now here we have Obama Clinton push unconstitutional anti-gun agenda immediately following Virginia murders. Instead of educating the people, friends, they want to actually take the weapon and convince you that it's the weapon's fault rather than the person pulling the trigger's fault. The act is not apart from the actor, and forget that not. But what I want you to pay attention to, isn't it interesting, friends, that remember during the campaigns, it was Obama and Clinton, man, they were at each other's throat. That was the great diversion, right? Or some thought, well, you know what? Maybe they are real contenders. Well, the fact of the matter is, no, they're not. Because if you look at Barack Hussein Obama's administration, it is the Clinton's administration, tried and true in their crimes. So to see them come together again, Obama and Clinton, pushing an unconstitutional anti-gun agenda, hey, folks, here you have it. The Clintons just want their administration back. That's all. They're pushing the same propaganda, same agenda. And I want you to know, America, that any anti-gun agenda is unconstitutional and they have no authority pushing this whatsoever. So either your guns are going to be removed or you're going to stand up and remove those that are trying to take away your guns. I also thought it was an interesting point, too. I was thinking about it this morning. You know, Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, he is just so anti-gun. And so are all of these in Congress and Senate, those that represent we the people. But isn't it interesting, friends? Nobody has taken the time to ask them the question. If you're so anti-gun, Mr. Barry Satoro, then can I ask you a question? Why is it that you have all of these bodyguards armed to the hilt around you and around your family? That's all you have to do is put the question to them. Jesus used to do it all the time. Let me ask you a question when he was asked a question. And there would be no gainsay. Folks, that's the question that needs to be asked to these criminals. Then why are you armed? And folks, just to basically throw it back in their face. But I want to say it, and I want to take a step further. You need to begin to resist this. This is ridiculous. It's unconstitutional. There is no debate. Article 2 of the Bill of Rights says what it says. We don't need an interpreter. And it's interesting, these people always want to play to the poor people who just can't take care of themselves. Nope, I did just fine without your help. I did just fine, and I'm doing great. We need to wake up as to what's going on. Tim Brown just posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama come together with Clinton's push unconstitutional anti-gun agenda. Folks, it's time to throw off tyranny. It really is. You know, it's interesting. One of the things that I brought up right before the last break was, are American pastors, are they even fit to lead anything? Well, I can tell you from what I've seen firsthand, friends, I've been in ministry for about 20 years, on a national level, probably about 10 of those years. And there's probably two or three guys that I respect. I mean, that are the real deal. And they're not pastors neither, by the way. And interestingly enough, when you look in Scripture, the Bible tells us it's the apostle first, the prophet second, and then thirdly, the teacher. Why is the pastor leading the flock? It's not his job to do. Why is it that the American people have been dummied down to believe that the pastor is supposed to lead? Ask your pastor to show you in Scripture where it is his position to actually lead the church. And ask him to make the distinction between an elder and a pastor. Okay? And then tell him to go over to 1 Corinthians 12:28, because that's what I just brought up. But speaking of an apostle is one that is sent. Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, he's an apostle. He was sent. And isn't it interesting, the first thing that the Lord said of him, and he told him, I must show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. And he showed himself on the road to Damascus. But he was an apostle. And when you begin to look into the New Testament concerning the prophet, you know, I can only find a couple spots. And interestingly enough, I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit, but it's interesting when you look at prophets, who they are and how they act. Remember when the disciples actually were asked by Jesus, forgive me, they were asked by Jesus. Jesus said, "Who do men say that I am?" And the people said, one of the prophets of old. Some say John the Baptist, risen from the dead, Herod thought. You want to talk about power, friends? Some say Elijah. Huh. Some say Jeremiah. Those that were sent to tear down and to rebuild. Really? Yeah, it's like the military, isn't it? But I want everybody to understand before I get on to the characteristics in the office of the prophet, I need you to understand that the book of Timothy tells us that all scripture and inspiration of scripture and doctrine is given by God for what? Reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. The body of Christ is, folks, the apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and or pastor, they're all to be shooting the same direction. They're supposed to be doing the same thing. The message is the same for everybody in the body of Christ, not just the apostle, not just the prophet, and not just the teacher. And what was that message? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and be baptized for every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we're crucified with Christ. And what crucifies us? The knowledge of the law, that we put Christ on the cross through our disobeying God's moral law, Exodus 20. Read Galatians 3:24 when you get a moment as well. Going to the office of the prophet, Ezekiel 33 tells us, Son of man, speak to the children of the people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He was warned and he didn't take heed to the warning. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his own soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his lawlessness, his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand, at the church's hand. It's our job, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Persuade men to do what? Repent. You're the one that's guilty individually before a just and a holy God. Going on, thou son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel, the church. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. God was always giving warnings, friends. Isn't that interesting? He said in verse 8, Exodus 33, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his lawlessness, his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Folks, the life is in the blood. The severity of this text is very deep, friends. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he doesn't listen and he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, his lawlessness. But thou shalt, the Bible says, but thou hast delivered thy soul. So it's not my job to repent for you. It's my job to warn you. And he said, therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus you speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins, lawless deeds before God, our transgressions before God, 1 John 3:4, be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? The Lord said, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Are you listening to me, people? You want to talk about a merciful God? But you want to talk about God sending faithful servants that are willing to do what God bids them and commands them to do? Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? O America, why will you die? Why will you die in your sins? Why is it that you see fit to keep going on in your way? And some of the excuses are, oh, there's no hope. Yep, Scripture points that individual out to a T. There's no hope, and then you go back into your old ways, right? What is that like, some excuse for you when you stand before God on Judgment Day? Well, Lord, I knew I should have did this, but I didn't do it. Hey, folks, here, let me take poo and put it in one hand and should have in the other hand. Which one do you think weighs more in your particular situation? If it's the poo, I strongly suggest that you repent. Because your excuses are not going to work on Judgment Day. They are not going to work. Hey, folks, when you get rid of your excuses, then you're going to get something done. And don't sit back and talk about what you should do when you have the opportunity to do it. Because, friends, the right time to do the right thing is right now. Life is but a vapor. You're not promised tomorrow. The Bible tells us to redeem the time, for the days are evil. Today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Last segment coming up, 1-866-5...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We have Benny calling from MS. Where are you from, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Calling out of Meridian, Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-P-P-I, right?
I see it.
Okay, amen. What do you got to say, Benny?
Okay, I got 3 points, if you'll let me, if I can get it done. First of all, you know what? Hey, I'm a great man. I'm praying for you. You know, we all need further enlightenment, and I believe you're one of them. But you know, you keep saying, America, America, what you going to do about it? Okay, America, what you going to do about it? Okay, let me ask you this. What do you expect America to do about it? First of all, you have to believe in democracy. What can they do about it other than go to the voting booth? But first, you have to believe in democracy. But democracy is Antichrist because Deuteronomy 7:7, God said, I didn't choose you because you more number than any people, but I choose you because you're the fewest of all people. If God's the fewest people, the fewest of all people, how are you going to do anything about it in a voting booth?
So if you're going to do anything about it,
it's going to have to be done some other way than a voting booth. That's point one. Another thing.
Hold up, Benny. Take this in stride. Who said anything about taking it to a voting booth?
Well, I mean, you keep saying what you going to do about it. What you going to
well,
do about
I am. It? Of course, okay. That's my job. I'm a preacher, right? Isn't that what preachers do, Benny?
To talk about the scripture you just quoted. You like quoting scripture verbatim. I can.
Absolutely.
Hey,
Benny, I wanted to tell you one more thing, too, because you said that I needed to be enlightened. I want you to understand that we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. So you might want to take some time to read the Constitution before you start shooting out at me without knowing what you're talking about. But go ahead. What's your next point?
Most popular vote's not going to turn this nation around. You just quote
right, but we're, my point, Benny, my point was, as you're talking about how we're a democracy, we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic. I'm just trying to enlighten you a little bit, my friend. That's all. If you want to be disingenuous, I'll give it back to you.
I got a couple more points here. How does a politician get in if it's not the most popular vote? But okay, you just quoted the scripture from the Old Testament. I've heard preachers try to do this all my life, put you under condemnation. It's my duty to convert every soul of man. Let me quote you Hebrews 8:11, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me from the least to the greatest. Okay, I agree we need to be out here witnessing, doing what we can, but okay, another point, talking about prophets and long hair. Let's quote first Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. It's a shame for a man to have long hair, and a man's going to call himself a man of God and go all
boy,
over
Benny, I got to tell you something, my friend. You are stepping in it today. And if you go on just a little bit further, it says that there is no such custom. And if you go back to the Nazarenes, what was the custom of the day, my friend, for them not to cut their hair? You need, my friend... Hey, you know what? If you want to go ahead and strain at the gnat and swallow the camel in front of a whole lot of people, Benny, you just did it, my friend. And I want to answer your second question, too, because you didn't let me do that. So if you go back to John 3:18, it says, he that believeth on him is not condemned. So it's the unbeliever that's condemned, not the unbeliever, because he said, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And that's an action word. And I want to tell you, I got to be really honest with you, Benny. You sound a little convicted. You sound a little condemned, self-condemned. Why is it not one of them were you right about, and yet you want to enlighten everybody else? And you told us, you told us, Benny, you told us, I heard this my whole life, Benny said. Benny said, I've heard this my whole life, and we can see that the word of God has taken none effect. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work, reprobate. There's the condemnation, Benny. Is there any other points you'd like to make?
Born again, you shall no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. A born again man of God's not going to go around the United States of America wearing long hair and tattoos and looking like some pimp hippie. But,
really?
You know,
I'll tell you what. I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. And if that's the case, friend, I'll tell you what. He's shaking and rocking the United States as well as 53 countries on a daily basis. And I appreciate it. But for your insincerity and your disingenuousness, I do appreciate the call. But for the sake of time, I got to say goodbye to you, Benny. Sorry about that. going on here, friends. I wanted to highlight this because I want to stick with the Holy Ghost. And what we're going to do is we're going to get over to the prophet again. And by the way, I do challenge everybody that's been listening to everything that Benny just said and take it to Scripture. Because what I'm dealing with right now, folks, is just like he said, I've been raised in the church. I've heard this my whole life. Yep, and you have not listened to one thing. You've not listened to one thing. And if you brought forth godly repentance, the last thing you'd be doing would be pointing the finger at someone that's actually being a faithful witness as unto the people by God. But that's not the case. He proves the point to a T. Let me go over to Matthew 23:37, and then I'm going to give you an analogy really quick, and we're going to roll this over into tomorrow. It says this. It says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets and stone to death those sent to you. How often I wanted to gather your children together the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Folks, this is the mindset of the people in the body of Christ, they call themselves Christians in America today, that oppose my forward progress at every step by straining at the net and swallowing the camel. But what they do is they prove my point to a T when they open their mouth. They just don't know Scripture enough to actually bring it forth line upon line, precept upon precept. No, that's why they feel condemned. And they feel condemned because they love darkness rather than the light. They don't want anybody proving their lifestyle. They want to stay where they're at. And if one stands up and actually obeys the mandate that God has given, they're the first ones to stand up and say, hey, you can't be doing that. Go get the rocks, guys. Let's stone this guy. Let's find something wrong with him. Right? Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets and stone them which are sent unto you, how often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not. And it's the fruit of a nation that speaks such a language. I'm embarrassed for this individual. One of the things I wanted to highlight as we were rolling along with the Holy Ghost here was the fact that I was talking about how we need to repent. America, you do need to repent. God isn't asking you to repent. He's commanding you to repent. Your sin is finding you out on a daily basis. You need to understand that. And the very pit that you are digging by allowing sin and acting out in such a sinful manner, first of all, it brings forth death, Romans 6. But I want you to understand that you're going to fall into the pit that you yourself have dug. Read Psalm 9:17. That's where we're at today. Now, going back to the urgency of the message that we are to repent before a just and a holy God, listen carefully. Because Satan stood amidst all of his cohorts, his demons, imps, and the such, asking the question, what can I do to deceive the people further? And just then, Satan had the idea to reward the one that could come up with a new deception by giving him all that he would desire. Soon a demon glided up to Satan and said, I know what I can do to deceive the people further. What? Said Satan with a loud growling anticipation. He said, I can tell the people that there is no God. No, said Satan with a loud voice. You fool. Man knows within himself that there's a creator, for creation itself teaches such the truth and such the facts. Satan approached Satan and said to him, I can deceive the people by telling them that they came or evolved from monkeys. And Satan said, there is none so foolish among God's creation to believe such foolishness. He said, are there none here that are better at deceiving the people than those who have approached me thus far? Satan said, I thought to myself that I had done a better job by raising you in such a fashion. One more demon glided up from the back with a smile on his face, confidently approaching his father of lies, saying, I will tell the created beings of the Most High God that there's still more time. That there's still more time. Folks, let's take it to the present. Over 140,000 people die every day on the globe, unexpectedly. What just happened yesterday concerning one reporter and one cameraman? Do you think that they had any idea they were going to be taken out the same day? How many people today are going to lose their lives without even giving it, without even knowing what's ahead of them, and today may be their last. Folks, that's why I preach what I preach. And by the way, going to the younger generation, friends, they seem to understand exactly what I'm talking about. They're looking for the God that so many mean to shield from them, and they're sick and tired of it. Love you by what we'll do. We're going to talk about this tomorrow, the prophet. Love you by what we do. First down, 318. See ya.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237.